The 2019 Indie Jazz Festival starts this week, and this year's offers up an international vibe. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer spoke with Dave Ali of the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation and asked him about its all-around-town performances.
How do you select the venues for the performers?
Well, sometimes it's, based on size, kind of the cost, an artist costs this much, okay, we think we can sell this many tickets at this price and try to get back to zero or a little bit more, because ultimately at the end of the day, we're trying to, not only put on a great festival, but also have year-round programming that's in the schools. And, that's what the Jazz Foundation does. They're in the schools. We're celebrating the legacy and really trying to hype the, Indianapolis's rich legacy of jazz up throughout the year. So that those dollars kind of go towards that.
Because it is the around-the-town venue selection, do you think about the music and the style of music when you plug it into a venue as well?
I think so. I mean, we try to think about not only, we're presenting a certain artist, but we're also trying to put them in, I always try to say, kind of natural habitat, We got into that years ago when we were doing things out at Opti Park, and somebody who was real subtle in their delivery, just didn't translate out in a park, so you get them in a club, you get them in something a little bit better where you can hear a little bit better. But yeah, I mean, we definitely take that in consideration. I mean, with Arturo, we needed a venue that was about the size there, about 450, 500 people. We like it that it's on a campus and we can get some of the students involved with it.
And you're talking about Arturo Sandoval, one of the headliners who will be at the Schrott Center.
That's right.
What are some other out-of-towners and in-towners?
Well, one that I think is kind of maybe going to be not on everybody's radar is this Gretchen and Parlato. She's got a fantastic band with her. Taylor Ixchi on piano, Kendrick Scott on drums, two guys that I've known throughout the years as fantastic leaders in their own right. Frank Gambale, who was a guitar player with Chick Corea for a number of years, still is actually, just depends on which band he's putting out at the time. And then Dennis Chamber, who's played with everybody from Steely Dan to you name it. He's kind of been the fusion drummer of the ages. Bill Frisell, he's kind of straddles the jazz, almost folk and Americana influences in there. Michael Lingdon, great smooth jazz artist, is coming through. You talk about hometown, Rob Dixon. He was actually able to bring in the band with Charlie Hunter and Mike Clark, who recorded his last album. So, it's kind of cool that he'll actually be able to present that in its entirety with the original guys that, help write the music, help define that sound that he had in the studio. Emmett Cohen, the APA winner from this year, will be another fantastic one.
You guys make a real effort to offer jazz for beginners, intermediates, and advanced with this festival.
I mean, let's face it, we don't expect everybody to show up 10 days at this festival. It's not going to happen. But if you can say, I'm a Latin jazz fan, I'm going to go see Pavel at the library, and then I'm going to go see Arturo at the Schrott Center, You've got two fantastic shows that you can check out. Then maybe you add something, maybe the IEPUI Day, that's a free something to take your kids to. The University of Indianapolis is doing a bossa nova thing. They say you can't please everybody, but we surely give it an earnest effort. So,
one of the big pleasers is the big block party.
It is, yeah. Yeah, excited once again for that. I know I say excited a lot, but I like saying excited when it comes to the fest. But I look at it as, not only do the, people that come to the show, they're hearing fantastic music, but there's also a lot of great musical moments. People sit in with other people's bands. There's a great camaraderie between the musicians. It's rare that you'll be able to have, 12 bands side by side that can make that hang. And then I think, the winners in all this are the patrons that are able to enjoy all that.
That was Indianapolis Jazz Foundation's Dave Ali speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.